Over 300,000 hip replacements are performed each year, and advancements in the surgery are giving hope to baby boomers who want to continue their active lives. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Seth Gringy, a surgeon and co-director of the joint replacement program at St. Joseph's Hospital, about how hip replacements work, whether you're in your 20s or your 90s.
When we say hip replacement, what actually is being replaced?
Well, the hip is a ball and socket joint. So the most traditional is you replace the ball with a metal ball, and you replace the socket with a metal socket and a plastic liner. Now, there's many variations of that traditional hip replacement that have sort of evolved over time. And the one that is most commonly used is called a surface replacement. And a surface replacement, instead of replacing the ball of the hip, you cover it with a new metal surface, almost like retreading a tire.
All right, so what's going on that worn-out surface that causes pain?
You know, the surface when you're young and is a incredibly advantageous mechanical system where your body lubricates this ball and socket joint in an incredibly efficient manner. But from an injury or from genetics, the surface of the joint, which is this very smooth cartilaginous surface, can get worn out over time. And what eventually happens is it gets completely worn out, and instead of a smooth gliding surface covering the ball and socket, it becomes bone on bone. And when bone articulates with bone, it hurts.
What age group are you performing these surgeries on?
You know, we used to only perform joint replacements on people really over the age of 70. But as the techniques and the materials, there's different materials that you use, have improved. I would say, I mean, there's people that are in their 20s that sometimes get them, all the way up to my oldest person was 96.
What new surgical techniques have been developed? You mentioned that they're using new materials.
Well, the materials are one thing that makes it last longer. And then the techniques of doing it are some of the techniques have improved the speed of the recovery. The new materials are different forms of metal, like cobalt, chrome, and titanium, and then ceramic, and then plastic, but not plastic like a container that you would store food in, a high-density plastic that has very, very good longevity.
Now, you mentioned that bad hips may run in families. So the question is, if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, and it really hasn't started yet, is there anything that you can do in your daily life to help stave off that arthritis?
I think if it truly is genetic, what you're staving off is the symptoms more than the process of happening. But the way to stave off the symptoms, the way to stave off having to have something really interventional done is the fitter you are, the longer it's going to take to develop symptoms. So staying in shape, keeping your weight down, keeping your strength up are techniques to stave off the inevitability if it's a genetic situation.
That was Dr. Seth Gringy speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.